Brian Helsworth speaking with Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, who on this Friday is in Southeast Missouri. Governor, today you were in Portageville signing the dicamba legislation, the Don Roan bill that increases penalties for the use of illegal herbicides. This is a huge deal.
Well, Brian, this was a really important step. We campaigned around the state and we told people that we're going to go to Jefferson City and we were going to fight for farmers and ranchers all over the state of Missouri. And one of the things that shocked a lot of the insiders and a lot of the lobbyists is that we've done exactly that. We're fighting for family farmers and ranchers all over the state. So today we're down in Portageville signing this bill that to make sure that we're actually protecting our farmers. You know, I talked to a group of farmers this morning, and they told me how the illegal use of pesticides had destroyed their crops, hurt their livelihoods, and really started tearing apart communities. It was critical that we get this done today.
Governor, the penalties obviously have increased. There's a lot of teeth in here, which Don Roan worked on, Tracy McCrary. It was very bipartisan. And also, if a person is a chronic violator, the Department of Agriculture can assess them a penalty of up to $25,000 per violation.
Well, look, there's a lot of teeth in this because we got to have the backs of our farmers. You know, we have guys who are out there doing the right thing every day, trying to support themselves, support their families, strong in the community, and they deserve to have a government that's going to have their back. So absolutely, there's a lot of teeth in this because this is essential that we stand up in a strong way and protect these farmers. And, you know, it's not just our soybean farmers. It's people who are dealing with peaches and tomatoes and peanuts and cotton, you know, all over not just Southeast Missouri, but really the whole state of Missouri. And it's critical that we get this done for our farmers.
Governor, final question. I know you're busy. This passed in the House, the Roan bill, 143-12. Virtually every Democrat voted for it. Virtually every Republican voted for it. Very bipartisan. And I know that that's something you've tried to emphasize as well when you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we have to find ways to bring people together and to get things done. And, you know, I was talking with Don Roan about this for months. And even before the session started, I said, Don, I'm 100% behind you. We're going to bring people together to get this done. And one of the things, you know, your listeners should know is that we also got together on this bill, put in a clause so that immediately when I signed it, it became law straight away so we could get this done before planting season.
Governor, anything you'd like to add?
Well, I'd just like to add how much I appreciate you, appreciate all of your listeners and everybody in the farming and ranching communities all over the state of Missouri who've come up to the governor's office, who's let us know that they're behind us and appreciate the fact that we're up there, they're fighting for them, and we are. We're going to keep fighting for them every day. This is just the beginning.
Governor Eric Greitens of Missouri has been our guest, and he is on the phone with us from Portageville, Missouri.